Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here. Welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree. I am not going to apologize this time. I recognize that doing these podcasts in the form that I am is real. It is what it is, whether you hear the air conditioning, if you hear cars going by, birds chirping, Gabby and I are splitting a space right now. So it is what it is. And I'm here for it. It's real. It's raw. And I am not going to try and perfect anything, but just express the imperfections and beauty in itself. And I believe that that is the shape of love. If you are listening to this in real time, happy Valentine's Day for all my lovers out there. I am about to go out to dinner with Gabby to go celebrate a Galentine's dinner. And I notice that a lot of people do so much in the name of love. Love is something that we think of in admiration for someone else. And we are driven to do things in this world a lot of the times by love. But I also recognize that love for self often gets neglected in the process of love for another. So when we are motivating, are we motivating for the love of ourselves? Are we motivating for the love of others? And hopefully, are we motivating for both at the same time? That's where the abundance of energy comes from. If you recognize back in our history, we've had war, we've had depression, Great Depression. I think of like economic changes. We've had technological changes, industry, like the Industrial Revolution. All of this is things that have greatly shaped our world into what it is today. And if you go back to, I think of, movies like Gladiator and 300, and back when there were major wars in this world without communication, people would leave their loved ones at home where the motivation to go and do the thing that was scary or brave or courageous came from a position of love. You love someone and you want to protect them. You want to serve them. And I know that another motivation could be fear. And that's something that I've seen be taught in the military. It's taught in sports, coaching, whatever it is, you tend to want to be in a position where you respect one another. But is fear the best motivation? Is negative reinforcement the best motivation? I've heard before that we tend to be motivated by pain and suffering, not wanting to have ourselves be in that position that makes us create the great changes that we do have, whether it's a transformational change to better ourselves or to get out of a bad place. But are you also learning and motivating and taking action because of positive reinforcement? I am in a different country. I've met a lot of foreigners, and I see so many people from all walks of the earth who are Google translating, learning to communicate. I have friends doing Rosetta Stone right now, and they're all learning different languages to communicate and spend time with their loved ones. They are motivated to do these changes by love. They are motivated to better their life and better the quality of the lives of people around them because of who they love. And that right there, to me, is the greatest motivator of all time. Love really is the most powerful thing I believe exists in this world. And love is God to me. It's a force, a feeling, a knowing that there is a sense of okay, a sense of well-being, a sense of health and abundance and happiness and joy and peace because of the presence of love. And sometimes people think of pain and love to be the same. And I don't believe that love shows us pain. I believe that there are earthly actions or humanly actions that bring us back to the humbleness that makes us desire and want that love so much more. And I see love being one of the greatest acts that gets us to have the career we have, nurturing our kids, nurturing our relationships, being inspired, uplifted, creative. We all have this because of the appreciation and desire for more love. So it's okay to want more love. It's okay to have the desire. But don't abandon yourself in the presence of wanting to serve someone else. Take care of you. Take care of them. And I know, like I said, back in war, we have husbands and soldiers and brothers. And I'm just thinking of my dad and my brother who have been and are in the military, who are serving to protect and love their families in this way as a place of honor. That's absolutely okay. But don't abandon ship for yourself and feel like there's something that you would have regretted doing otherwise because of someone else's needs. Serving our country is beautiful. Being a protector is beautiful. And knowing that you are loving yourself in the process of serving others in that way is beautiful. But also, taking care of yourself, coming back to Bali right now and being in this energy, I am going literally down memory lane, passing the streets of where I've done yoga teacher training and stayed here last and built friendships that I know those connections will stay forever and have motivated me to be a better human being is because of my sense of self-love. My sense of self-care came from that desire to love myself more. And I believe that that was my motivator to better who I am on the inside. So I'm in the process of figuring out what it is that I want to do to be here to serve others in a greater way and to change my positioning from health and fitness coach to a true healer, a true lover, and a person that is here to show up and show you the way by leading with example. So my quest for you all, my hope and prayers for you all, is to do something today in celebration of Valentine's Day, not only for someone that you love, but for yourself as well. And to be the motivator to do something better for a stronger, healthier, more abundant future. I know that this message is short and sweet today, and if you are able to celebrate yourself for Valentine's Day, take these messages with you throughout the week for the rest of the time that you need. Hold on to it and remind yourself that positive reinforcement will go a lot longer than negative. And if you are struggling with your relationships, whether it be a significant other, a family member, a child, a parent, a teacher, whoever it is, a coworker, come at them with positive reinforcement. If somebody stoops low and tries to do something to maybe hurt your feelings or they come at you in a way that feels negative, hug them, love on them, and show them that there is a higher road to take. And hopefully these are reminders that you can do for yourself. You can remind yourself that you don't need to nitpick and sabotage and hurt yourself in the process of protecting who you are in commemoration of others, but that you are here to be a positive reinforcement for a better self tomorrow.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.